Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Islamic Sharia regarding jihad and warfare has become an important subject of debate in these days. And it is very essential to grasp the whole concept of jihad in its proper perspective and the way it is actually mentioned in the Quran. Now, one of the gravest misconceptions regarding jihad is the fact that a lot of people believe, even amongst Muslims, that Islam in the earlier times was spread through the sword. It was a sword, it was through force that Islam was implemented, and people were forcibly, they were asked to convert to Islam or face death or, for example, live in subservience. Now, this is something which is a persistent notion found amongst Muslims, and today also they think that since Islam was spread by the sword earlier on, so today also we should use this forcible method of converting people to Islam. Now, if we analyze this concept in the light of the Quran, we can very clearly come to the conclusion that it is something which has been erroneously interpreted. Now, Islam mentions, or the Quran primarily mentions, two types of jihad. One of these jihad is something which relates to the direct addressees of the messengers of God who deliberately deny the truth. Now, these addressees are punished by God in the times of his messengers so that his whole exercise can become a corroboration, a substantiation for the reward and punishment which is going to take place in the hereafter. The other type of jihad which is mentioned in the Quran relates to persecution only, and it is this type of jihad which is conducted against countries who are oppressing their own subjects, who are oppressing their own citizens or some other citizens. So therefore, we must realize that in the earlier times, the jihad which was conducted by the sword relates to a divine practice. And as per this divine practice, people who deliberately deny the truth, who intentionally deny the truth, they are punished by the Almighty. Now, the last time that this punishment took place was in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that his jihad against disbelievers had some specific forms. First of all, it can be divided into three stages. We know that in the first stage, when he was in Mecca, he delivered the truth to them in its pristine form, and this took place before the idolaters, primarily of Mecca. And when he moved to Medina, he delivered the truth or communicated the truth to the people of the book who inhabited Medina in that time. And in his own lifetime, therefore, he convinced these people, he conducted jihad against such people who were convinced of the truth and they still denied it. Now, as far as the lifetime of the Prophet was concerned, this was all. After him, his companions continued with his mission and then they conquered countries like Rome and Iran and some other superpowers of those times. Now, it is about this particular endeavor of the companions of the Prophet which is under question, which is under criticism, that was Islam spread by the sword later on by these prophets, by these companions of the Prophet. As I said, these companions of the Prophet were nothing, they were continuing the mission of the Prophet. The Prophet himself wrote letters to the heads of state of neighboring areas of Arabia and told them that he, as a messenger of God, has been sent by him and he is to deliver the truth before them, and if they do not surrender, then they will be punished in various categories. This had already begun in the 6th century of Hijrah. And after the departure or demise of the Prophet, since these letters had already been sent, and since in the lifetime of the Prophet, truth had been conclusively conveyed to the people of Arabia, this whole endeavor itself became an exercise to convey the truth conclusively to people, to surrounding area people to whom these letters had been written. Now, one can ask that these letters were specifically meant for the rulers of those countries. Of course, they were meant for the rulers of the countries. But if in those times, later times, when the Sahaba attacked these countries and they asked them to either submit to the force of Islam or to pay jizya, the primary thing was that even in those times, in those affairs, if those people asked for asylum or if they wanted to, for example, study Islam more or to gain some more some out of Islam, they were provided with this opportunity. It was not forced upon them. They were provided this opportunity, and only if they were convinced of it and they still denied it. Of course, this denial was already something which was apparent, because in the times of the Prophet himself, truth had been conclusively conveyed to them, because the whole exercise had been practiced, it had materialized in the Arabian Peninsula. So we must view all these battles, these initial battles of the Sahaba, of the companions of the Prophet, as exercises which were meant to punish people who had intentionally denied the truth. These were the people who were denied the truth in spite of being convinced about it. And the Sahaba did nothing but continue the mission which was primarily bestowed on the Prophet Muhammad to punish these people in this manner. So it is absolutely certain that it is erroneous to believe that Islam was spread by the sword. It was not spread by the sword. Of course, what the whole exercise of this early period was that people who had intentionally denied the truth, they were the ones who were being punished. So a forcible conversion is not something which can be derived from that. It is something which what can be derived actually from this whole episode is that people who are convinced of something and they still do not accept it, then they are punished. Now the idolaters were punished by facing death, because of course they knowingly and willingly associated partners with God. However, people who were the people of the book who were primarily monotheists, their lives were spared if they submitted to the might of Islam and they were willing to pay jizya. So these whole battles in which jizya was imposed on the people of the book or people who resembled the people of the book, they were all part of that divine practice in which the Almighty punishes people through His messengers and the companions of these messengers, people who intentionally and deliberately deny the truth. These wars or these endeavors have nothing to do with spreading of Islam. They are primarily divine punishment which is meted out to people who, as I said, are convinced of the truth and they still deny it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ